Hello there, ladies and listeners. This is Carson and Dylan here with another Infinity Squared Random Conversations. All right. Today's topics. This is episode 4. We have another 3 topics ready for you guys, and then
Well, technically another two
two
topics because the third
topics,
one's kind of the same.
and then third one's through the rotation.
The normal rotation.
Yep. All right, Dylan, you start us off. What is
Start us
topic number
off.
one?
Topic number one would be Comic Sans. Is this a good font or a bad font? And I think we already know the answer to this.
This is pretty
It's
obvious.
kind
It's
of
definitely a
quite clear.
bad font.
Definitely a bad font. It's Comic Sans. It's not good in any way, shape, or form.
Is absolutely terrible. The ugliest looking font. It's the font that children use on their posters, and it really sucks. It's the worst.
It's the font that makes angels cry, basically.
Basically, it is the font of that. If somebody were
It's
to, like, make a font that represents Satan, this would be the font.
I'm not sure why it's so bad because it's not like a big deal.
It's ugly.
My favorite font, to be honest, is Wingdings.
Wingdings. I guess we can
Just
go.
the random shapes.
I guess we can go from Comic Sans to favorite fonts. That's okay.
My favorite font?
Dude, I'm more of like an Arial kind of guy. I like the cla
I'm
I like
sorry, I'm
the
a straight up Times New Roman dude. I like it professional and cut.
I like Arial, Calibri, Times New Roman. All of them look nice. All of the nice looking ones.
I hate formatting papers for LMA. I'm just gonna say that.
MLA.
Did I say MLA?
You said LMA.
MLA.
You said LMA, man.
LMA. I'm sorry, MLA. I just disgraced the entire community.
Oh God.
MLA formatted papers,
God.
man.
All right.
You got that out of you?
Yeah, man.
Sounded like you really needed that. No, my gosh, just papers in general
I agree.
stink.
I don't understand the point. Like, why can't I just set my paper up the way I want? I feel like the only font that should be banned in any serious paper that isn't about Satan should be in anything but Comic Sans.
Wingdings, dude. I would type my entire paper in Wingdings.
Wingdings.
It
That. You're blowing my mind with these fonts, dude.
I'm gonna do that now. I'm gonna type up a paper and I'm gonna turn it in as Wingdings.
Yes, please. I love Wingdings, dude.
Who
It's the
doesn't love
best.
Wingdings?
What about Lobster, dude?
Lobster's a font?
Apparently so.
My goodness.
Just took a nice
Font
sip
name.
of my
Font
Sprite,
names. Where
not
do
a
people come up
sponsor.
with font names? That's my biggest question.
Probably based off what they look like.
Times New Roman.
I don't know where that came from.
What about
Like
Wingdings? Does that even make s
Comic Sans kind of looks like comic font.
What about like Arial Black? How does that make any sense?
It's a really dark shade of Arial. And Arial, I don't know where that came from.
Exactly.
Ugh. Yeah, dude, I don't know. Comic Sans just an overall bad font. Not very good.
Not a good font. I wouldn't call it good. I wouldn't. All right. I don't know how to. It's not that it's like a killer font or anything, because I've seen some fonts that are like worse than Comic Sans, which
No,
I
nothing's worse
guess.
than Comic Sans.
Yes, there is. Trust
No, no,
me.
no, no. No.
Yes, there is. I'll have to show you a font that is worse than Comic Sans later on.
All right, whatever, man. I don't believe you.
Comic Sans is bad, though. Like, that's like. I
I
consider that
want
the old person font. That's the old person font, really.
the person who like just got into computers, or like the 5-year-old kid who's making like a lawn mowing poster, uses Comic
Yeah,
Sans.
Comic Sans. Or old people. Like, not. Like, if you get a
Yeah.
7-year-old on a computer, Comic Sans.
You know, man, I'm into the whatever font they use for the Sprite logo. That's a pretty dope font.
Yeah, but it's probably copyrighted.
Yeah, whatever. Sprite is not a sponsor.
Sprite, I wish, dude.
That'd be sweet. All right, man. Oh, I'm not sure how we're gonna segue into this topic.
We're just gonna segue into it.
We're gonna do it like a pro. All right. Segue in three,
Viewer
two,
submitted question.
one.
Viewer submitted
Time.
question.
And go. What is the question?
Is a thumb a finger or is it a thumb?
It is a thumb.
Thank you. God, I talk to people all the time that say the thumb is a finger because we have 10 fingers, but if it was a finger, they would call it would like be like a thumb
The thumb
finger
finger,
or
yeah,
like
exactly.
the fat finger.
The only reason it's not a finger is because it is not called a finger. That is literally the only reason it's not a finger.
But see, my thought behind this
Every
is,
finger is
what do
middle
we?
finger, index finger, pinky finger.
Not a lot of people say pinky finger, though, right?
But it's called pinky finger.
But you could just call it the pinky, and then all of a sudden we only have six fingers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's subjective, is what it is. There's
Very,
no.
very subjective.
So basically, well, during my research, I found a really good wording of it. This is us. I don't know whoever wrote this. I don't know, but it
Copyrighted
was.
material.
Yep, exactly. So, pretty much, what this guy said was that it's only a it's whatever you want it to be. It's a thumb if you want it to be a thumb. It's a thumb finger if you want to call it a thumb finger. There's no, it's only considered not a finger by people because it's not called a finger. And that's the only reason.
I guess that makes sense, but
It's a fault in the English language.
it's a thumb and a finger. I can explain how it is a finger, but it's a thumb,
It's
and
a
it's always going to be a
finger.
thumb. We're not going to. I feel like it's just being discriminated against because it doesn't get the word finger after it because it's short and fat.
Yeah, exactly. No, dude, it's the super finger.
That's kind of true.
It
It
really is.
allows us
It's
to hold stuff.
the most opposable finger.
Sort of.
It is. Look,
Well.
you can move that finger around so much more than any other finger.
Sitting here moving my hand, I feel weird.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I want every viewer of this to stop what they're doing right now. Pause the podcast.
Drop every. No, don't pause the podcast. Who do you think you are?
Oh,
You can't
never
just
mind.
pause the podcast.
All right, sorry.
It's like stopping time. You don't do that.
That was too far, man. My bad.
Better what
All
you
right,
touching
everybody,
boundaries.
drop
You
what you're
should not
doing. Drop what you're
touch.
doing. Drop everything out of your hands. I just dropped a screw out of my hands, guys.
Do
And
not pause the podcast,
play
whatever
around
you do.
with your thumb and your fingers, and you'll see why the thumb is the super finger.
It's the super finger.
It honestly is blowing my mind right now.
I have a question. If it's the super finger, why can't it fly? Answer me that.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, my logic is unbeatable.
Yeah, dude, that I don't know, man. I don't know, man. It's the super thumb.
Did I just break life? Is that what I'm getting at?
That's what I just heard. I heard, man, I broke life.
I broke life. I just heard life shatter in the distance.
Can we
Just
add
like
in
a piece of
sound effects
glass.
and post edit? Can we add in sound effects? Glass shattering?
I'll try my best. If I can, I'll just put in a glass shattering sound effect.
Please do. All right.
Oh my goodness.
This has been.
I
I don't even know. Talking about thumbs.
we're talking about this podcast took a turn for the worse real quick.
It really did. It really went downhill fast. All right. So, okay, one thing I need to bring up. You can reach us at
Joint mail accounts.
our joint account, yes, by an email,
It's
user-submitted questions. If you have any questions you want answered at all in this podcast, you can send an email to infinity2edsmith@gmail.com.
Yes, you can.
You want to repeat that again,
No.
Dylan? Once again, infinity2edsmith@gmail.com. That is the email you can reach us as. All capitals, no spaces. I mean, not all capitals. All lowercase, no spaces. Two is the number two, not spelled out. Send it to us. We'll hopefully answer them. And we really
We
appreciate it if you
will.
guys
We
would
will.
send in.
We're that.
We'd appreciate it if you guys would send in. Different questions that we can answer.
Okay. I have to ask you a question, and we have to d discuss this as like a side topic because I'm
All
really
right.
interested.
An interesting topic number three.
What's the most useless electronic you can possibly think of?
Hand lotion warmer.
I was just about to say that. I was about to say electric war
it.
motion warmer. I'm sorry, but I can't remember what I was thinking about, and I just thought about like electric lotion warmers, and I was like, why is this a thing?
Okay, if you
And
send
like,
us like $20, we will buy you an electric lotion warmer and send it to you, and we'll sign it.
why would we do that?
Why
Why
not?
would we want people to
Let's
have
start
it? That should be, is
an
that gonna be our
Indiegogo campaign of us
of
producing our
those?
own lotion warmers.
Oh my God, bless our souls. Our podcast would be based like a lot of podcasts have cool things. They'll send out t-shirts and posters. We're gonna send out like signed lotion warmers. So that's gonna be it. That's gonna be it.
Yes, too, it'll put us out of the crowd. We're thinking
We
outside the
should,
box here.
dude. Let's contact an electric lotion warmer company. Let's do
Do
it.
they even exist? I feel like that's from like the 90s or something.
The 90s still lives, dong. Don't hey,
The
I'm from the 90s. I'm from the
90s never
90s.
dies. 90s never
90s
dies.
never dies. There you go.
Can we put that on a t-shirt?
Yes, we can. We'll open up a t-shirt shop.
Oh, thank God. And a t-shirt shop called 90s never dies.
That
And
makes no sense.
we'll sell like 90s grunge things, like Nirvana t-shirts.
And electric lotion warmers.
Yes. That's the most hardcore thing I can think of is an electric lotion warmer, and we all know what that's being used for.
Poor America. Poor America. And
Poor
whoever else
world.
watches this.
Poor
Poor
world.
world. Okay. Besides electric lotion warmers, what's the worst electronic you can think of?
Worst elect. All right. Let me look around the room that I am sitting in.
And develop some interest, man. What did
Hey,
I just
man.
say?
I don't know what you said.
Inspiration.
The most useless piece of technology or like electronics?
Just electronics.
All right, cuz.
Anything that requires power.
All right. I'm gonna say light bulbs.
Okay. That makes total sense.
No, man, here. Let me look around and think of
Yep, you know
something.
what? Actually,
What is you?
let's do some research right now.
Let's
We're gonna do
do.
some live research.
All right, guys, live research time. I'm gonna read out each key as I type it in. All right,
Now
guys.
just I want you just to stop and picture Jeopardy music going on right now.
Do
Just
do 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 do. Can you please put that in After Effects, dude?
Yeah, I'll put it in.
Can you? I hope it's not copyrighted.
It probably is.
'Cause that'd be really cool.
We're gonna get banned now from podcasting because we sung the Jeopardy music.
Sweet, bro.
That's
Most
very swaggish.
useless. Whoops. Peace. Keep talking, Dylan, so it doesn't get boring.
I'm sorry, I'm chewing on a red. I mean, a Twizzler. Twizzlers are much better than red
Hey,
vines. What am
no.
I talking about?
Twizzler trademarked. Not us.
Sponsor! Oh, I'm just kidding.
Not a sponsor. LOL.
I wish. That would be like the weirdest sponsor
Whoa.
ever.
Whoops. Can we please contact them?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, let's email Twizzler
Anybody
and
and
ask
everybody
them
who
to
watches
sponsor.
this, email Twizzler and tell them to be our sponsor. And we're gonna do the same, and hopefully we can just start a revolution.
Oh my god. Guys. This is amazing. We're starting it. Let's make this happen. Get us sponsored by Twizzler.
Dude, just unlimited packs of Twizzlers, I would be so
That'd
happy.
be amazing. Like Twizzler t-shirts and stuff, dude. That would blow my mind. Oh my god.
I need an electric lotion warmer right now.
Oh god, I need one. Ugh. DVD
Do I have
players are
not
pretty
used
loot.
lotion?
Let's think.
DVD
No,
players.
let me think of something really useless.
Oh.
Why is there music playing?
After
Oh, I got it. I
Lenovo's
got it. I got
Galaxy
one.
Gear smartwatch last year, Samsung is building the
Whoa.
Gear 2.
Sorry, guys.
Did you stop that? Yeah, that was kind
Yeah,
of awkward.
whoa. I don't know what that was.
That was a video playing, I'm assuming, but
All
you
right.
know, like on Halloween, right, where people carve pumpkins, that kind of stuff happens. I'm
Yeah.
assuming. I hope what everybody knows what Halloween is. But you don't like those little flashing lights you put in the pumpkin instead of candles?
Yeah.
Useless electronic.
I would agree. That's pretty useless.
is you can just put a candle in there instead, like you're supposed to.
And candles don't require electricity.
Not really. Unless you use an electric candle warmer.
To warm the wax of the candle?
To warm the wax of the candle before you light it.
Yes. I'm going to say a really useless piece of technology that requires electricity is...
electric shoe steamer.
What does it do?
Cleans your shoes with steam.
That's not that useless. It does something.
That is, because you can clean your shoes just, like, cleaning them.
Yeah, dude, but it's, like, it's helpful.
There's nothing... How often would you use it, honest?
I don't know.
Once every 4 months?
The most useless thing is the vessel. It tells you what liquid you're putting in there.
That is so useless.
It's really cool, but really lame.
Oh, have you seen the commercials for the electronic egg trays? Or egg cartons?
No.
If you ever buy eggs, you put the eggs in there, and you have a phone. It'll tell you when the eggs go bad.
What? That's actually really helpful.
No, it is not. No. That is such a bad idea. Who...
Dude, that's cool.
No!
Yeah.
Useless
box that, like, you flip the switch. Oh, my God. And that useless switch that, like, you flip the switch and then a little arm comes out and pushes the switch back and turns it off. Yeah. Those are cool. I almost just
those are, back I would actually want one of those.
That would be amazing.
That'd be a fun invention. I think we should transition out of the most useless electronics ever and just start getting you some
useless
facts.
False facts.
Yeah, let's do it.
Alright, Dylan, you go first.
Let me brainstorm about in the deepest, darkest corners of Neverland.
Ooh.
Copyright material.
Neverland's real. That's my untrue fact. Which, by untrue, I mean totally true.
You can instant grow a mustache if you karate chop a board in half.
I thought it was just if you think hard enough, you can grow it instantly.
Not true.
There has to be a karate chopping in half of a board?
Yes. Yes.
Fair enough. That makes sense. Did you know that Star Wars is actually a documentary?
Yes. Everybody knows that.
100% real.
Did you know that shoes are actually made out of shoe plant?
What?
Shoe plant, yes. What? It grows in Niagara Falls.
Did you know babies are made out of baby plants?
Yeah. Babies grow on trees. No. Same with money. Money grows on trees.
No, they're not made on trees, man. You've never heard of this? They grow like potatoes. They're like roots.
Oh, they're roots. That would make sense.
Yeah, dude. So you just like pull them out? That's what belly buttons are. That's where the plant grows out of their stomach.
You know, houses are actually built out of Legos, and then when you pour water on them, they grow?
What?
Yeah, like, you can just build a house out of Legos, just go ahead and pour water on it, it'll grow a full-size house.
Ooh, that's an amazing fact.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that, electricity is actually, that was a nice burp there. Electricity is actually just dogs running through wires.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you actually know this is 150% true. Like, I'm 99% sure that the world was created by a slimy monster.
That's true. FSP.
Oh my god, I can't. We have to talk about this. FSM. We do have to bring this up right now.
Can we have five topics in this video?
Yeah, I don't even care anymore. I don't even care. We're going to talk about the flying spaghetti monster because it's just that important.
This will be a special video. You're welcome.
The
guys.
Flying spaghetti monster. Why?
It's the best.
I don't understand. I cannot
Church of
wrap my head
spaghetti
around it.
Monster was invented
yes, it's real.
Because creationism was taught in Kansas. There's like this school that started teaching creationism and like put it into part of its curriculum. And then this guy was like, hey, you can't do that unless you teach all religions. And so he was like, here, So you should also have to teach my religion, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Spaghetti Monster.
And it's all
so
about
it began.
A church where the whole universe is ruled by a giant monster made out of spaghetti and meatballs.
And yes, this is an actual religion. It's been certified. It's churched. It's like it has all the requirements to be. It's an actual religion.
Yeah, man.
And people actually follow it.
In the last one, that you can become a Jedi.
Yes, you can. You can become full Jedi.
You can become a Jedi, and you can.
A Jedi ordained minister.
Ordained minister, yeah. You can get three people married under the religion of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
You can be a certified Jedi ordained minister.
Yeah.
Like
same with the Flying Spaghetti Monster. You can get certified underneath that, and you can become a minister, and you can get people married under the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. One interesting fact is that heaven in the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster includes, one, beer volcanoes, two, stripper factories.
Stripper factories.
And that just blows my mind. This is the kind of heaven. And then hell is the same thing, but the beer is stale, and the strippers have STDs.
Yeah, my goodness. This episode has already given me a headache.
Oh, I know. Okay.
We have no sensible
also,
qualities
if you
whatsoever.
If you can't get Twizzler to sponsor us, we need the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster to sponsor us.
Or any electric lotion warmer companies like you could possibly find, send us an email, send us the link, and let's contact them and get everybody some free electric lotion warmers for the
yes.
heck of it.
Yes, please. Once again, the email that you are able to contact us at is infinity2.
No, it's infinity squared
it's,
2, right?
No, just infinity 2. Infinity2edsmith@gmail.com.
Cool.
And there you go.
I think we're going to call it there with a good old-fashioned 23-minute podcast.
See you guys.